You are doomed. NRCC targets vulnerable Democrats voting against energy package. By Jacob Bliss on April 18, 2023. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, indicated they would target vulnerable House Democrats in energy-rich districts for voting against the GOP-led energy package. The memo states, vulnerable House Democrats representing districts with jobs tied to domestic energy production made a critical mistake opposing H.R. 1, noting that the vote is likely the beginning of the end of their re-election campaign. Reps. Mary Peltola, DAK, Yadira Carvalho, DCO, and Gabe Vasquez, DMN, are singled out in the memo, indicating that the NRCC would be going after the three lawmakers during their re-election campaigns for opposing the legislation. The memo explained. For example, in Peltola's Alaska, in 2019 oil and gas production supported more than 47,300 total jobs, contributed $3.1 billion to state and local taxes, and is the single most important economic engine in the state. In Colorado, where Carvalho represents regions critical to the state's oil and gas production, 1 in 8 jobs in the state are supported by the energy industry and in 2019 contributed $46.1 billion to the state's GDP. Gabe Vasquez's vote against H.R. 1 was a slap in the face to the 61,720 energy jobs in NMO2, where taxes from oil and gas production fund a large portion of the public school system and 25% of state and local budgets. It is noted in the memo that some of the provisions within H.R. 1, the Lower Energy Costs Act, saw high approval from registered voters and independents, such as the development of domestic sources for energy instead of relying on other countries and supporting policies that would speed up government review of energy infrastructure project applications to allow them to be built faster. When members put an extreme anti-energy ideology over the practical concerns of their districts, the adscripts ride themselves. The memo added. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.